Homeward Bound, August 25. The Danger of Self-Confidence. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Self-confidence leads to neglect of watchfulness and of humble penitential prayer. There are outward temptations to be shunned and inward foes and perplexities to be overcome, for Satan adapts his temptations to the different characters and temperaments of individuals. The Church of Christ is in constant peril. Satan is seeking to destroy the people of God, and one person's mind, one individual's judgment, is not sufficient to be trusted. Christ would have his followers brought together in church capacity, observing order, having rules and discipline, and all subject one to another, esteeming others better than themselves. Union and confidence are essential to the prosperity of the church. If all the members of the church feel at liberty to move independently of the others, taking their own peculiar course, how can the church be in any safety in the hour of danger and peril? The prosperity and very existence of a church depend upon the prompt, united action and mutual confidence of its members. When, at a critical time, one sounds the alarm of danger, there is need of prompt and active work, without stopping to question and canvass the whole subject from end to end, thus letting the enemy gain every advantage by delay, when united action might save many souls from perdition. God wants his people to be united in the closest bonds of Christian fellowship. Confidence in our fellow church members is essential to the prosperity of the church. Union of action is important in a religious crisis. One imprudent step, one careless action, may plunge the church into difficulties and trials from which it may not recover for years. One member of the church, filled with unbelief, may give an advantage to the great foe that will affect the prosperity of the entire church, and many souls may be lost as the result. Jesus would have his followers subject one to another. Then God can use them as instruments to save one another. For one may not discern the dangers which another's eye is quick to perceive. But if the undiscerning will in confidence obey the warning, they may be saved great perplexities and trials. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 3, pages 445 and 446.